It was a period of time. They had plenty of time to think through it and talk through it, and obviously not talk about it outside the immediate circle, because in this day and time now, or even in 2010, 2011, when that was all coming with social media and all, the minute you tell anybody it's out, you may as well issue a press release. So they just decided to handle it the way they did, and I thought they did a really, I think they came to a good decision for where they were at as young older guys. They didn't want to just go through the motions. They didn't want to go out and only play songs that were written 40 years ago, that's what people wanted to hear. A lot of bands are fine with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I know that if I go see some of my favorite bands, I want to hear the early stuff too.
Sure.
It's just a natural thing. The stuff you grew up with, that you got married to, that your first child was born, you have these memories attached to certain songs from certain eras. Often, usually, when the artist was in their 20s, probably. But they just had decided that didn't, that's not the arc they wanted, and they wanted to do other things. They've all stayed busy doing other things. And so that's how they kind of came to that decision. But it was a long process of discerning that, talking about it, coming, how were they going to pull it off and get it out there. And it's hard to believe it's been 14 years ago. And it's hard to believe that, thanks to streaming, their music's still out there. The music isn't going anywhere, and it's convenient to hear different ideas on compensation models and fairness of the way the ecosystem works these days. And but for a heritage artist like R.E.M. with a couple hundred songs, many of which mean a whole lot to people, the fact that it's accessible and right there and stays on people's top of mind is a good thing.
Speaking of the old songs, I know one of your favorites is Sitting Still, which is also one of my favorites. For me,
Sure.
it's I loved it when it first came out, but also my wife works as an American Sign Language interpreter, so I love
Oh,
that
yeah.
connection to the song.
Yeah, it's well, I know that it's been said in many interviews and all that it was written by Michael about his sister who teaches deaf children. Yep. It's a great song. It's kind of an archetypal early REM song. Just, the chord structure and the tempo and the various aspects of the way that song is put together. There are a bunch. I mean, it's not the only one. They're all different songs, but they all kind of have that propulsive, chiming, immediately melodic. It's a first listen song. You hear it, you're always going to love it. And that's true of a bunch of that early stuff.
So, since the band made their decision, your job has kind of morphed into managing the next phase of their career. But boy, it's—I mean—it's been a busy one. A lot going on with reissues. You've got the new new version of Radio Free Europe out there. You mentioned the Songwriters Hall of Fame, streaming, licensing for films and television. In some ways, and I think because they've remained friends, it feels to a fan like the band is still together. They're just not touring or making new
It's
music.
really interesting you say that. We're on the same wavelength a lot of. Somebody asked me about it fairly recently, and I came up with a immediate cliche. It's like we're not a band anymore, but there's still a force. And there's a certain, I don't know, that's kind of how I view them. They're still very much, they're just a inchoate. They're still as close as ever. The pressure's off. They're not worried about, are we making a record next year? Who's the producer going to be, and what's the tour going to look like? That's not been the case now for, a decade and a half. But they're still really good friends. When everybody's in town at the same time, the first thing everybody does is organize, let's have dinner together. So that part of it is not changed. If anything, it's enhanced since they haven't been a band. And the music still matters to people. It's kind of in some ways hard to believe, but it still matters to people. I guess it really was a big part of people's lives, and they still appreciate it. They still go back to it. They, we post something and somebody says, I was just listening to that record last week. And you realize people do still listen to records like the whole way through, as opposed to just a quick little hit of a part of a song. It's just, it is neat to say, and I have the same observation you do. They're not a band anymore, but they still have a certain force field around what they do. And people still care about these reissues because we can go back and find some some demos or some live shows. The Radio Free Europe thing kind of just fell into our lap. The happenstance of that song being named Radio Free Europe, it's obviously not just a coincidence. It had something to do with why that song was written. And now all these years later, thanks to the good graces of Jackknife Lee, who was in the middle of making a U2 record when he did that remix for us, and he did a beautiful job on it. He really did make it sound like something people would be listening to now. And it'll be out in early September on orange vinyl, which is kind of neat for people who collect. It's a 10-inch record, too, which is a fairly, I only remember that as a term from an Aerosmith song.
A big 10-inch, yeah.
So that makes it kind of collectible. And, you know, the whole idea is the money that's raised from the vinyl and the merchandising sales. We just have a simple T-shirt that's just that the album cover. The album, have you seen the graphics for it?
I have,
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's if you turn it upside down, you'll be able to see more clearly what it is. It's the hot air balloons being lifted off the ground. I guess the easiest way to see it is go to your favorite search engine. I don't use Google, but use whichever one you want, and go put in Radio Free Europe official lyric video. And you'll see the lyric video of it, but it's the hot air balloons that used to deliver the packets of pamphlets across the Iron Curtain.
Wow.
And that was the early, one of the early ways Radio Free Europe communicated, other than broadcasting, with the Eastern Bloc countries. And so Chris Bilheimer, our pretty brilliant art director, worked in conjunction with the Radio Free Europe art director in Prague, who gave him some photographs from the archives. And he said, let's turn this upside down. It'll be harder to tell what it is. But if you turn it right side up, you'll see it's these clear plastic hot air balloons lifting off, being set off into the air with these pamphlets from 70 years ago. So anyway, it's a neat project. It was a bit of a sprint to put it together because we got the approval that the remix was going to be fine. And we were trying to get it announced in time for World Press Freedom Day. And that was a month ago.
It was so amazing to see the guys all together with Michael Shannon earlier this year. And, you know, just a reminder of what I think is a fundamental part of this group's success, and that's what you've already mentioned, their love of each other and their love of the fans.
Yeah. And the fact that Shannon, Narduzzi, Worcester, Stirrett, all those guys, Dag and Vijay, all were out there doing those songs night after night on a real tour. That's like a 5-week tour playing major cities. I guess they got as close as Boston to Maine, but they did a pretty extensive tour, and they're already planning to do it again next year for Life's Rich Pageant, because at least one of them says that's their favorite R.E.M. record. They may stop after that. They can't do this all the way through, but they seem to be enjoying it. They've now done it twice. Obviously, the band is honored by it because, among other things, they're really good, and all of our guys know almost all the guys in that touring band. And the fact that they go around and play, they play the album, but then they kind of know all the early albums. So they just play kind of the R.E.M. songbook of the 80s, which is, it's fun. It's good fun to watch.
I don't know that any band has had a run of consistency like they have to make every album, and there are no clunkers in the group after 31 years. But the more I learn about them, and I was telling you this in an email, the more I learn about them as people, I think I'm even more impressed by what I would call their integrity and the way they've treated each other, treated everybody around them through the years. And I caught a recent interview with Michael down at the University of South Carolina. And he was asked if he was a Southern gentleman. And I loved his answer. He said, well, I am now. I wasn't always. I made some mistakes when I was young. But how much of that is that Southern, and they're not all native Southerners, but that Southern mindset of just treating people the right way?
I don't know if you tie it to a particular part of the country, because I can tell you some stories about things going on in the South that are not, in my definition, adhering to that, and other parts of the country or other countries where people treat people the right way. And so I don't know if I would go off in that tangent personally. I mean, I wouldn't argue with it if that's what somebody said. That's their opinion. I it just doesn't resonate with me. What dog is that on your couch behind you?
Oh, that's my puppy. And I don't know if I should take this as a compliment or an insult that she comes up during interviews and immediately I put her to sleep with whatever I'm doing.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. You have a good voice for radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good voice for podcasting.
She's
for sure.
A Southern girl. We rescue from Alabama.
Oh, and what kind of dog?
A mix of everything. She's got some beagle and some lab.
Sweet. Yeah, she's got a lab head.
Yeah.
And some lab coloring. That's neat. We got dogs all over the place. I'm taking care of my daughter's dog right now up here at the lake.
Great. Well, enjoy your time here in the Northeast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for playing Rockville on Country Station. I'll certainly pass that on to Mike as well.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, Bruce. Be well.
You take care. Right. Thanks. Bye-bye. See ya. Bye-bye.